You're listening to Amud V'Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg, Masechah Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. Okay, new Mishnah, but more shiurim about what you can carry, the minimum sizes of something that will make you chai v'chatas for hotzah, Amir Shuz or Shus. This season we learn the Mishnah, Etzem Kidei Lasos Tarvad. So an etzem is a bone, enough to make a tarvad. Rashi says it's a kaf koliar, so there's some sort of spoon that you make out of bone. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kidei lasos mimenu chaf, in order to make a chaf, and then Rashi says here kasol gadach de pochasas shel chaf atzma v'shiura nafish mitarvad. So at this point the simple assumption of the Mishnah is that it's the like a key, or like the inside workings of a key or a lock that's made of bone. But the Gemara will take a look at that. Zuchuchis kedei ligror bo rosh hakarkar tsarur. Rosh HaKarkar. Zechuchis, glass, what's the size of glass? In order to ligror bo rosh HaKarkar, to drag the head of a karkar, Rashi says, eitz yesh l'organ v'rosho chad. Sorry, it's like this, like one sharp, stick of wood that weavers use to line things up. Right, so that's, it's like a some sort of pick that weavers use to straighten things. Tsurur or even a pebble or a stone, kedei lizrok ba'of, in order to throw at a bird. You know, the type of when you try to kill two birds with one stone. So this is the type of stone you would use. That's the stone size. And Rabbi Elazar bar Yaakov Omer. I wonder if this is supposed to be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bar Yaakov Omer, kedei lizrok bebehema. No, it has to be a stone that you would throw at an animal, which would seemingly be a bigger stone. Rashi says, delo tarach inish lemishkal tsror mishum of lahavricho, debakala ba'alma derami le'azile. Says Rashi, that a person doesn't bother, and if a person wants to scare a bird away, you don't got to throw a stone. You can just yell at it. That's enough to scare away a bird. However, so that's why Rabbi Elazar Yaakov says the size of a stone is an animal, a stone that will scare away an animal, and that's the size, which presumably be a bigger one than a bird. Meaning, if you would scare away a bird, it would probably be a small stone. Animal would be a big stone. Why doesn't Rabbi Elazar Yaakov say a small stone? Why not a smaller stone that you can use for a bird? He says because that's not typical that people would use a stone for that, because you could just yell at it. Okay, so now, first taking a look at the machlokas of the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the etzem. One says it's a tarvad, the other says, right, a spoon, the other says it's a lock. So they're going to ask, Lameima de Shiur, Rabbi Yehuda nafish? Is this to say that the size of Rabbi Yehuda is larger than the size of the Tanna Kamma? Because he says it's like a lock of some sort of chest, and that is definitely bigger than a spoon. But that can't be that Rabbi Yehuda has a larger shear. Why? Because Kaimalan de Shear Darabana Nafish. Because we have established that that Rabbi Yehuda has the larger shear. The Rabbanan had a larger shear. Right? This is something we had, twice on the previous staff, at least twice, maybe three times, the previous staff. So, Amar Ula says, Chafe Pasachas. Right? Rashi says, Shinayim hakuvuyim ba, it's like the teeth of the velohi atma ba'osin osa me'etzem, right? It's not the full lock. It's like the teeth on the inside of the lock that we're talking about, and that was usually made out of bone, right? You'd have I don't know what else the lock would be made of. Would it be wood, and then the inner structure of it would have like the pegs that would be the teeth of the lock, not of the key of the lock, and that was made of bone, and that is indeed smaller than a spoon. And that's why, and Rabbi Yehuda has the smaller shear, the smaller use of a bone. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Chafi Pasachas, while we're on the topic of this, Chafi Pasachas Tahorin, they are Tahor. Because, meaning they're not Mechabal Tumah, because they are not a full Kli. Rashi says, Zekolzman, Shalachorban, but Einon Ruin Leklum. They're not fitting for anything. If they're not attached, they're not a Kli, therefore they're not Mechabal Tumah. Kovan B'Pasachas, Tumayin, but if they are set in, then they are in like in the lock, then they are Tamei. Vishal Gal, and if they're of a Gal, which right, it's like some Rashi says over here. Vima Pasachas Hazos Eino Shel Kalim. So it's not of Kalim, but rather it's a Gal, right? Meaning, what does it mean over here? He says, "Kmo truke gali could go in dalso shari achatzer." So, I guess some sort of thing of a door. So, it's if it's like attached to this door, afal pi shechibron bedeles v'kavim b'masmarim tahorin shekol mechuber lekarka hari hu kekarka. So, if it's part of this gal, then it is not going to be Makabel Tumah because it's attached to the door. It's Mechum Bakarka, right? So since it's Mechum Bakarka, it's attached to the ground. It's not Makabel Tumah. Okay, Zchuchus Kedei Legror Bo. So glass in order to scrape in it. Sotana Zchuchus Kedei Leftzoa Bashnei Nimin Kaachas. Zchuchus Rash says it's Zchuchus. It's the same thing. Sounds alike, zchuchis, zchuchis. He says, v'al shem shesochin, kari zchuchis, v'al shem shehizaka, kari zchuchis. So it has two names. One of them is zchuchis, which is the lashon of sochin, which means to gaze, to look at, I guess because you can look through it, imagine. Or maybe it's so beautiful that people look at it. Could be that's what it is. And it's zaka, it's like pure and clear. So those are two different, similar sounding words. Zechuchis and Zechuchis. It could, if I had to guess, I would say that it's really one of them, and people didn't know the etymology of that, and they assumed another pshat, and then they both became acceptable spellings. I'm just the complete speculation, just because I've seen the same thing in the English language, that you have like two spellings for a word that sound alike, and they're different etymological pshatim behind it. So it could be that's the case over here. Anyway, so what's the size of zchuchis? This is a brisa. In order to lift soa, which is like ba shnei nimin ka'achas, to remove two threads from a loom at one time, that you like cut it with this glass. Is this a different shear? Is it the same shear and just different term? Unclear. From this brisa. So it doesn't present it as a machloka, so it would seem that it's just like a different way to describe the same shear, but not positive. Soror o even kedei lizrok ba'of. Rabbi Elazar v'chulei, right, said that in Torah Behema. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shemar geshes ba. And this is the animal. It has to be that the animal feels it. Habehema b'tsoror ze. B'hakaso, it has to be heavy enough that the animal will actually feel the stone. L'kama shiro, so what is that shir? Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Mishkala sara zuz, the weight of a sara of 10 zuz. Okay. Zonin o lebe midrasha, so there's a person named Zonin, interesting name. Could be he was a big donor. He has like the sustainer, Zonin. That's a nicer suggestion of his name Zonin, but Zonin al lebei midrasha Amar lehu Rabosai. He went to the base midrash and he said, Rabosai, avanim shel beis akise shiurun bekama. The stones of the beis akise, bathroom stones. What is the shear of them that you can use? So here for basically the rest of the Amud, we're going to have some, basically the rest of the Amud is going to be a discussion that's going to make us thankful that we live in the era of, in the year 2021, Especially after 2020 with all the toilet paper shortages that the early time in the pandemic brought. So 2021 in particular, not 2020 and not 1,500 years ago in Bavel. But basically the theme for the rest of the Amud is stones that were used as toilet paper. And the shear for carrying them and also discussion about muktza, using stones, because typically stones are considered muktza. Are they allowed to be used for this purpose? They weren't set aside, right? So Rashi says, so shiur and makama, what's the shiur? L'shayiv alehen, to be chayiv for carrying them on Shabbos, because also something's functional use will, something's smallest functional use, smallest common functional use will be chayev for hotzah. So it's for that type of question. Inami, Rashi says, l'taltulon b'chotzer, to move them around in a chotzer, u'l'hachnisan l'beis ha'kisayr, to bring them into the beis ha'kisayr, v'idi v'idi chad shiruhu, d'v'idi chazi l'hu m'schayev al hotzah so. Right? And both of them are the same shir. So, because over here, what we're going to explain is that you're not really supposed to move these things, however, you're going to be allowed to. It's going to be a special heter, as we're going to get to on the next Amud, because of Kavod HaBrios, which is also applied nowadays for toilet paper shilos, like if someone's stuck in the bathroom without toilet paper. So if it's a derabanan use of toilet paper, like maybe not on the perforated lines, but a derabanan use of toilet paper, it could be you could violate that for Kavod HaBrios, so that you should be wiped properly. So there is a modern application of this discussion. For sure there are many modern applications, but like a very direct modern application of this discussion. But so now we're concerned about, first of all, the shear for Hotzah, as well as what am I allowed to use and violate the typical isser of tiltal. Muktzah, of moving around something muktzah, because I'm not allowed to exceed my needs, right? If I'm going to apply the heter of Kavod HaBrios or whatever this heter might be, I can't exceed the needs, because then I'm violating an isser unnecessarily. So it's important to get what is the absolute minimum. Which is a chi of hotzah and absolute minimum. That is the extent of my heter. Assuming they're already carried into where they need to be, obviously, because then you would not be able to violate an Isser D'Oraisa of Hotzah for this purpose. We're talking about the Isser of Tiltal, Isser D'Rabbanan. So it's assuming that, if you're not going to violate Hotzah because it's already in that location, then what's the minimum that I need and therefore the maximum I could use? So Mekam Ashurin, Amrulo, they said to him, Kazayis Ka'ego Zukabetza. Nice, clear shear, right? So it seems to me that there are three stones, Rashi says. Shlosh mechnisan lechinuach, mechnech zuachar zu. Basically, they would do one after another. So the first stone would be olive-sized, then the next one would be nut-sized, and the next one would be egg-sized, which sounds like it's getting progressively bigger. Rashi says that as well. Right, so if originally they would, b'tchila mechnech pi harei, says Rashi, originally they would like the opening, bikatana with the small, lahasir rei, hanidbak sham. Okay, it's a little bit graphic. Shahagadola, pochesas, malachlich, siwasav. Anyway, that was the methodology. So it was considered typical to use these three different size stones, and therefore those are the shirim. Amrulahu. So he says back to them, v'chi tortini yachnis. So Rashi says Moznaim Yachnis L'shem Lishkol. He's like, oh, am I supposed to bring? I'm supposed to bring like a little scale into the bathroom with me to measure out these stones, which is an interesting response, because it sounds like he's challenging. Like, you know, we have throughout all of Halacha very exact, defined shiurim. And we never really ask that, and when people do ask that, by the way, they get like a harsh rebuke from some of the other like Tanoim and Amorayim. They say like, you know, do you make such a big deal about that? It's like, no, of course. So it sounds like he's almost being sarcastic. Maybe he wasn't. He's like, am I supposed to bring a scale into the bathroom? And this is how they respond. They say back to him, Amrullo, no, sorry, Nimnu. So they counted, they measured something. The Gamru Male Hayad, and they concluded that it's a full hand. Meaning, okay, they said, yeah, take a handful. You don't have to be so exact over here. Now, which I guess this could make it sound like we're talking about the maybe not Hotzah itself, but the heter at least of being metalto them for use. Because, you know, we make sense that we would be very exact with our shiurim, at least if we're talking about the deraisa. We're talking about a derabanan and a heter, and so you'd to give like a less precise measurement of a handful. That would make me lean more in the direction of saying that he was really asking about not the hotzah bit, but more of the muktzah. But that's just my own impression, just because it is a strange. It's not really a strange back and forth, but only relative to all the other times that we are very precise in our shiurim, the halacha. Okay. Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Kizayas Kegos and Kabetza, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishum Aviv Malay Hayad. So we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi says this, the Aleph, he gives the exact three stone approach, progressive in sizes. And Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yossi, his father, says a handful. So, not exactly precise. Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa. B'Shabbos, or maybe it's not B'Shabbos, maybe, okay, I'm unclear if this... It seems that Ramayisa, we do hold B'Shabbos, I'm just kidding, it's not part of the original text of this Braisa. Gimel Avanim Mekurzalos, Mutchel Hachnas LeBesekise. If you have three... Makurzalo stones, Bikuos is Rashi, like a split stone, Shahayu Ruyos Likinuach. They're like some sort of split, sharp stones that were typically used for wiping. So you're allowed to bring them into the base of Kise. Rashi says, what do you mean you're allowed to bring them in? Mutalach Nisam, Bisoch Dalad Amos, Obachotzer, Delo Litzar Litiltalinu. You're allowed to do it within 4 amos. Within 4 amos, to carry less than 4 amos. Is a problem in derabanan. It's not a midraisa, but they're makel over here. Or if it's in a chatzer, meaning there's no problem with hotzah, it's just a problem of muksa. Also, they're saying it's mutter, and it must be we're talking about on Shabbos. So the parentheses there should be fine. The kama shiuran. So what is the shear of these three mukurzalos? Rabbi Meir Omer ke'egos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'beitza. And Rashi clarifies kol achas va'achas. Right, so they don't give the olive nut egg shear, but rather there's a machlokas, three like a nut or three like an egg. Amar Rafa Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chizda, Rafa Bar Papa. We hear him at every see him on Gemara. We don't see him all the time. Here he is. He quotes Rav Chizda. He says kimachlokas kan kach machlokas beesrog. He says just like the machlokas is over here, so too is that the machlokas by esrog. There's a machlokas in Maseches Sukkah, the Mishnah of Maseches Sukkah, between the same opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the smallest shear for an esrog? Right, the largest shear, it gets into it, holding two hands, one hand, whatever. But the smallest shear, one says an esrog, sorry, one says an egos, one says a beitza. So the one is just like a little bit surprised, Rav and Bar Papa, quoting Rav Chizda, saying this, says, Hasa masnisan hacha braisa. There it's a Mishnah, this is a bright, here it's a braisa. So it's funny to use this Mishnah as like the lesser known source. Rashi says v'yesh harbe talmidim shelo shanua v'hu tola hayadua b'she'ena yadua. He says that the Mishnayos were very well known. Mishnayos were that was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's entire goal by writing Shisha Sidra Mishnah. He's actually just teaching this today. In my Jewish history classes, like exactly teaching the role of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in producing Shisha Sidra Mishnah, that he wanted it to be dispersed and everyone to have it. Everyone would have these Mishnayos. There are many teachings at the time, many Braisos that were not included, and collections of Braisos and Tosefta and things like that. But the Mishnayos were very well known. And the Braisos, that was more, you know, not everybody knew Braisos, right? That we see throughout. Throughout uh, throughout like Shas. Rabbi Yochanan having a Tana, meaning someone reciting Brisos before him, to teach him Brisos, because he had these people with great memories who would recite Brisos that were not included in the Mishnah that were written down. So you're going to bring a, you're going to use this Bryce, you're going to say like this Brisa is like elaborating this Mishnah to compare them that way. It's just a funny, sounds almost backwards, and the Gemara responds, Ela kimachlokes be'esrog kachlokes kan. Rather, it means just like the esrog machlokes in Maseches Sukkah, so too is this machlokes. It's just funny to say it the other way around, to say this teaching if you were teaching the Mishnah and Sukkah, and to say then, this is just like the stone thing in the Brisa, that's a little bit strange, because nobody knows that Brisa, or very few people know that Brisa for a reference point. But the other way around makes sense. Now, it sounds like a funny question when this is what we're talking about, right? We're in the sugya of the stones, and it could be we didn't even have it at our fingertips, that Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. So it sounds a little bit funny, but it seems that the statement was made in the context, in a more neutral context, and we happen to quote it here, and then it sounds strange, you know, where your starting point is the, where we're talking about the Mishnah, like, oh, that's just like the Brisa, but really it was taught the other way around. The Brisa was taught, like, oh, that's just like the well-known Mishnah, the Maseches Sukkah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Avalo es hapayis, right? So, but you're not allowed to bring pious. So if you have long pious, you can't bring them into. Okay, no. So my pious. What's pious? Right, not long pious. What is pious? Omar Rabbi Zera Karshine Bavlaisa. They are Karshine Bavlaisa. Rashi says, Hachi Mikru Mishum Shebavel Eretz Lachahi V'Hamacharisha Mala Regavim. So it means like stones or pebbles of Bavel, but it really means like clods of earth, because the earth was soft and would like in Bavel and would like clump together. So they called these stones, so they call these clods of earth of Bavel, pebbles of Bavel. And these are not allowed to be used for wiping purposes, presumably because they would fall apart. They would crumble. Okay. And I think this does actually, this connects to something we learned when we learned about the Choresh Zorea, right? Remember, so we said Eretz Yisrael has much harder land for plowing. Therefore, it requires like a second plowing, right? It requires plowing and then planting and then plowing again to soften the ground again. So I guess this would connect to that the earth in Bava was softer. Amar Rava, Asher l'meshamesh b'tzarur b'shabes, k'derek shemeshamesh b'chol. He says, you're not allowed to... So we also had this in Maseches Brachos. I don't remember if it was particularly for Shabbos. I don't think so. But this concept of being meshamesh, like feeling around and manipulating, with the stone in the bathroom in order to get him to use the bathroom, right? If he's like constipated or something like that, they used to do some sort of hands-on manipulation and using a stone of some sort to open themselves up, and release. So Rava says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, the way you're allowed to do it during the week. So Maskev Le Marzutra, the stocking. So he's supposed to put himself in a dangerous situation. Damar Mar Rashi says, Damar Mar Amud Achozer Mevi Adam Lidei Hadrokan. Right, we mentioned this. This was from Maseches Brachos that somebody who brings the pillar right back in. Right, meaning we said this with both Meraglayim and Soa, right? If it's midstream and he holds it back in, or mid, he goes Amud coming out and it holds back in, so whether solid or liquid, it's not a good thing to do. It's dangerous. There are different things that it could bring about, different diseases. So the Gemara responds, Kila Achar Yad. No, it means Kila Achar Yad, in a backhanded way. Meaning, Rashi says, Rashi Kalachiyad, Hai Kederech Dekama Rava. Rashi, or the Gemara, Rava said, you can't do it on Shabbos the way you do it during the week, meaning you could do it with a Shinui. If you do it with a Shinui, then we have less of a problem. Rashi says the problem with it is that there's Hasharas Nimin, that actually, if you do it, this type of thing is problematic because it removes hairs. And therefore, that would be a problem of gozes. However, if we do it in an acharyad way, it's like with the shinoi, and then it's not a problem. Meaning it's not a problem, in general, shinoi is estimated derabanan, and it could be that this is, because it's two derabanan, or it could be that is a special heter when it comes to this area. Okay, Amar Rav Yanai, Im Yesh Makam Kavua LeBeis HaKiseh, if there's a set place for the bathroom, Mele Hayad, then it could be full hands of the stones. Im Lav Kehechra, but if not, then it's like Hechra. So Machria is like a mediator, it means the middle. Rashi says, Kishir HaMachria Ke'egos Nafish Mekazayis V'zutr Mekabetza. What's the Hechra? It means the middle shear, the medium shear, a nut, which is bigger than an olive, smaller than an egg. So if you don't have set stones there, then you use one of these intermediate area zones. Meduchan katana shabasamim. You have like the stone of a mortar for a besamim. Amar Rav Sheshes im yesh aleha aid mutter. If there's a witness on it, it's mutter. So what does this witness mean? Okay. So you don't want to know, but I'll tell you. Rashi says vim yesh. Right, if there's an indication that this is a stone that's used for wiping, right? If there is some remnant of previous wiping, then that's an aid for it, and we're gonna get worse before we get better, so. So if there's an indicator that some sort of wiping on it, then it's used. And it seems that we're talking about we're concerned about whether things were set aside for not, or maybe it's muktzamach masichasaron kis. It has a special use, and therefore take one of these stones. It needs to be clearly designated as a stone for wiping, because otherwise it would have a purpose that it's very muktza and can't be used for this. So meisavei, but this is a problem. Asara dvarim evinas adam liyadei tachtonios. We learned in Maseches Brachos. We have this exact brisa that there are 10 things that bring a person to tachtonios, hemorrhoids. Ve'lohin ha'oche alei kanim, somebody who eats leaves of reeds. Alei gefanim, and leaves of grapes. Ve'lulavei gefanim, and I guess palms of grapes, or stalks of grapes. Umorige behema. What is that, Marigi Behema? Rashi says, Kol Basar Shiesh Behema Hasoi Kemoreg Shehu Pagum V'charuka Kemoreg Charutz Chadash. Right, so it's like some like very, like, I guess, hard meat or something like that. Some Marigi Behema below Melach, particularly, without salt. And Behemesh below Melach, V'shidro Shal Dug, the spine of a fish, Doug Maliach, Shalom Bishel, Kolturko, and a fish with salt, a salted fish that was not cooked as much as it needs to be. Vashosa Shomrei Yain, and somebody who eats the residue. What?
Like sediment?
Yeah, the sediment. Thank you. I was like thinking residue, like what is it? Yes, the sediment of wine. V'hamakaneach besid, and somebody who wipes himself with lime, u'bacharasis, and with, like, I guess it's like a crushed brick that we had. Bitzaror shekiniach bochavero. And the last one, with a stone that his friend used. And so now over here, and aviesham afatola atzmo besakise. And some say also one who, like, lifts himself up in a certain position in a Beis HaKiseh. And that's when the Gemara in Brachos, that's what we said was like a strange one, and we had a contradiction there. So the contradiction over here is that you told me that I have to use a stone that has been used before, a used stone, but we're not supposed to use a stone that somebody else used. Right, so that was the part that's much worse than we thought it was, I think. Because I originally thought that was talking about his own stone, and now it's talking about the stone that anybody used. So lokashiv, no question, this is not a question. Ha belach, ha beyavish. This is where it's wet, and this is where it is, where it's dry. Yep. So I guess, I assume it's worse if it's wet. Rashi says, lo chazi lach lo chazi yavesh chazi. Dry is okay to use. And then we say, V-Bison, if you want another answer, kan mitzad echad v'kan mi-beis tzadim. So the answers get progressively more manageable. One is right. One is where it's wet. One is where it's dry. The other is no. This is where it's from one side, and this is from the other side, right? Meaning, if you have you're not going to use the same side that somebody else used, but that's an indicator of what the stone is used for. V'bayseima, and then the best answer, in my opinion, hadidei hadechavrei. No, the stone that has the aid on it is hopefully your stone, right? But the stone of your friend you should not be using, because that is unsanitary and dangerous and can lead to hemorrhoids. Okay. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef, yardu aleha geshamim, v'nish tashu mahu. So let's say, what if it rained and then it like wiped it away? Is this stone that's of a mortar recognizable as a wiping stone? So Amar le, im hayu rishum anikar mutar. If its mark is still noticeable, even if it was washed away, then it is fine. It is considered set aside for this purpose and won't raise any questions. And we have to just thank Hashem that we do not live in this time period and we where we have the advances that we do. You know, Baruch Hashem.